Jordan led Walmart's e-commerce and store digital efforts in China for nearly 10 years. He's now an independent consultant. Jordan, over to you.
Thank you. Hi. Good afternoon. This is really special, and yes, we are going to be getting into, in some ways, lighter topics, but should be a bit of a dynamic next hour for you. So I founded Tomorrow to really envision the future of retail and then to enable global retailers to embrace that future. And I have good news, which is that the future of retail is alive and well in China. We believe that China is approximately 5 years ahead of any other major retail market in terms of its modernization and its innovation. How do we measure that? First, we look at e-commerce penetration as a percent of retail sales. China is nearly three times as high as the US and other major markets. Mobile payment penetration, 30 times as high as the US and other major markets. The use of mobile as a technology inside retail stores, beyond just mobile pay, to scan and walk out to find product information. There are more people in China that use a mobile phone inside a store in 1 hour than the rest of the world in 1 month. Numbers aside, look at the travel itineraries of any major global retail executive, and you'll see where they view the future. They visit Chengdu, Shanghai, Xiamen, Shenzhen to learn where the industry is going. But why? Why has China been able to build such an enormous lead in terms of retail advancement and innovation? What are the drivers that have caused that to happen, and will those drivers emerge in the US and other markets around the world? I'm going to share with you three drivers that I think best explain what's happening today in retail in China, and I'm going to explain that those will most certainly play out in other markets around the world, and then I'm going to share with you what I think the future looks like in China and subsequently the rest of the world. The first driver that is so prevalent inside China is a complete reimagination of the role of a retail store. Retail stores are, by nature, the closest facilities to the customer. And in many ways, they are more efficient than traditional e-commerce distribution centers at fulfilling internet orders or online orders, believe it or not. Retailers around the world don't dispute that, and they are beginning to embrace that, but nobody has leaned into that philosophy like the Chinese. It's not uncommon for a store in China to have a micro warehouse that is dedicated to filling online orders. This is a store inside a mall in Shanghai. It's actually a supermarket. This store fulfills 7,000 online orders a day. 7,000 online orders is more than most grocery chains fulfill in a month in the US. A chain of 30, 50 regional supermarkets doesn't do 7,000 online orders in a month. And it's not an anomaly. At Walmart, where I led e-commerce for the last 10 years in China, we announced that we have stores that do 5,000 or more online orders a day. At that level of e-commerce activity in a physical store, it requires a complete rethink about how you lay out the physical store, how you staff the labor that you use in the physical store, the technology, the inventory flow. And that is happening every day across China. What's cool about this is it's not just the miniature warehouse that gets a rethink and that you see in stores in China. It's the remainder of the store. The sales floor in many stores in China has really become an experiential zone, more than just a place to hold inventory and help you get products. You see product demonstrations and dining and gamification and all kinds of experience that make going to the physical store actually a rewarding experience rather than a very functional one. So this rethink of what does the physical real estate actually do and how do you adapt that real estate to an omni-channel customer experience is very mature in China and we think is going to become a standard globally. Second, crowdsourced delivery. All of us are familiar with the experience of using an Uber, a Grab, a Gojek to get from here to there and how convenient and efficient ride-sharing has made it for us. Well, China, of course, has that in the form of Didi, which is a bigger version of Uber. But they also have Uber for delivery. Nearly 10 million drivers like these delivering orders across the country in 30 minutes to customers. 30 minutes, you can get something delivered to your home from a store in your community. Now, what's big about this is that delivery has always been a very cost-prohibitive action for a retailer. Anyone who's been in the business knows delivery is the most expensive way for you to serve your customer. And so retailers have historically avoided delivery, done whatever we can to get her to come into the store to take that product. Well, crowdsourced delivery in China has reduced the cost of delivering by 60%. And so today, serving a customer via delivery can be profitable and is something you lean into in China rather than trying to avoid. The crowd in China has enabled that and is a factor that I would strongly encourage markets, including Hong Kong, to embrace and find ways in order to fuel. The third factor is the use of mobile technology throughout the retail experience. So we all know that mobile pay is a common way of life in China. But this is much bigger than just mobile pay. It's not uncommon in China today to see customers that use a mobile app to search the local store to find out what's in stock and where it is in that store, to see what's on promotion and even get curated personal promotions from that local store. Or best, to scan when they shop so that they can walk out and avoid having to wait in the line. Waiting in lines is a completely foreign concept to a lot of Chinese customers today in supermarkets across the country. It's funny because in the West, we hear a lot about Amazon Go and this big breakthrough concept that has 5 stores. Chinese have been going for years. The idea of waiting in a line is almost foreign, as I said. Now, what's great about this is not only does it make shopping in a store easier for the customer, but it gives the retailer the ability to know their customer in a way that they never have. Okay, let me make that clear. Retailers traditionally have not known a lot about their customer. E-commerce companies, completely different story. Amazon knows what I search for, how much time I spend on a page. They know what I add to cart and then abandon. Your local supermarket does not. They have not had that kind of engagement with you to know that. But this innovation provides retailers with the same level of understanding of their customer as e-commerce companies have always had. And so it puts them in a position to be able to start personalizing the retail experience, curating what they show you and how they do that, so that it's easier for you to sift through the assortment and the map of that store to be able to shop more easily. This is a breakthrough ability that gives a retailer a much better chance to compete and be relevant in the next generation of retail. So this is today in China, but what does tomorrow bring? We think the future is really about aiming at the customer. Aim being automation, intelligence, and monetization. Automation is going to streamline many of the basic tasks that are required to operate a retail store. Things like cleaning the facility, checking out customers, picking online orders are tasks that can be automated. That automation is going to enable the associates that work in these stores to shift their focus to actually serving customers, to providing you with assistance and answering questions and introducing product in ways that you've never had because they've been so focused on having to do the tasks that you and I don't even really appreciate as customers. Automation is going to be a critical enabler of making the experience better. The second is the intelligence. We just talked about the amount of information that retailers in China are now finally able to have. That information will be deployed as intelligence to help those associates be more efficient, be more effective. In the not too distant future, when you return to your favorite supermarket in China, there will be an associate who has your record, understands what you shop for, and is able to help you along the way in the same way the Cathay Pacific agent who knows you when you board the plane is able to serve you the meal that she knows you love and that personal experience that you're so accustomed to. That'll become standard in supermarkets and pharmacies and other channels across the country. The third is monetization. Monetization is a word that we use to refer to the ability of a retailer to earn income on other assets or other ways of doing business. Retailers traditionally have only earned income on selling you a product for more than they buy it for. That's the traditional retail model. That is changing dramatically. And monetization will be the fastest growing area of income for retailers in the next 5 years. What this looks like is, as a customer, I typically shop for organic products. The retailer gives Kellogg's the chance to engage with me and share with me that they have a new organic muesli that is coming to market. They offer me the chance to sample it and to provide feedback and maybe attend a live stream from the farm where those grains are grown. By doing that, the retailer earns income from Kellogg's. And they do that in a way that's thoughtful and makes the experience richer, more personal, more rewarding. That area of monetization is going to become a critical capability that retailers are needing to develop so that they can balance all of the costs that come into modernizing their business. Tomorrow will be a renaissance in the retail industry. Working in the industry will be as exciting as it's ever been because the innovation coming will be the greatest that we've seen in 50 years. And for customers, it's only going to make it more convenient, more personal, more rewarding. Lastly, though, China will probably continue to remain the beacon of innovation in this space and a country that we will continue to watch and learn from. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.